This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. What do Atlantic Records, The New Yorker, and Fox Searchlight Pictures have in common? Well, they've all been accused of exploiting unpaid interns. There's been a rash of lawsuits in the past couple months, and the charges are pretty much the same. Interns working overtime, doing menial tasks like making coffee, organizing cabinets, running errands for creative types. Not exactly the kind of vocational training that internships are supposed to be about. Almost a third of college students take unpaid internships now, but it's not always clear how to get something meaningful out of the experience. That's something Lauren Berger knows a thing or two about. She's author of the book All Work, No Pay, and she writes the blog Intern Queen. She's also completed more than a dozen internships herself. Lauren Berger, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to us about internships before you take one. What do you need to know before saying, yes, I'll do it?
Well, if you're a student, you really want to look for a structured internship program. You want to know that you're going into a situation where they have the benefit of the intern top of mind.
Right.
So when you're in an interview for an internship, a great question to ask is, can you describe a day as an intern at your company? And this is really going to show you if the employer is really aware of what the interns are doing. And if they're not aware, it's not a good sign.
Right. Do you need to know anything about the law? I mean, should you know anything legal before you go into it?
Right. So my message as sort of the intern queen is always be proactive, take initiative, and know your rights as an intern. Know what's allowed and what's not allowed, because you have to be your own advocate. If you look up the Fair Labor Standards Act, the FLSA, they have a fact sheet, and it's sort of a test. So an unpaid internship can be an unpaid internship,
right,
as long as they meet these six criteria that the Fair Labor Standards Act describes.
So, Lauren, can you name a few of the rules under the Fair Labor Standards Act?
Sure. The intern should not be doing revenue-generating activities. They shouldn't displace regular paid employees.
Okay.
Anything done at the internship should be in the benefit of the student. It also states that the interns really need to have a structured, supervised learning experience. This is an educational experience.
So, Lauren, what should you do if you feel like you are being exploited as an intern?
This goes for paid interns and unpaid interns. If you feel like there's a problem, you need to stand up and you have to have a conversation. Now, my advice to a student would be the first conversation is either with your internship coordinator or the HR rep at the company that hired you. If for some reason you don't feel comfortable talking to those people, the best person to talk with is going to be your university's career center. Their job is to make sure that you're comfortable at your internship, and they will have the conversations that you don't want to have. But make sure you have a conversation, because, you know, we're seeing with a lot of these lawsuits, some of these people were interning in 2007. You know, it's 2013 now. That was a long time ago. And I have to look at those cases and say, what if the student said something? If they said something, would it be any different? And we don't know the answer to that. But again, if you see something, you have a dialogue, because it can be fixed in a lot of cases.
What was your worst internship?
You know, I didn't have a worst company that I interned for. I had a lot of embarrassing moments as an intern. It's funny because a lot of people say, oh, interns shouldn't have to make coffee. That's terrible. If you work in an office environment, you need to know how to make coffee. When I was a junior in college, I had no idea how to make coffee. I was interning at a morning show in Orlando, Florida, and they told me to make coffee in the break room. I went in, pressed the wrong button. The coffee machine exploded. Everyone got upset with me. And you know what? I'll never forget how to make a good cup of coffee because of my internship experience.
Okay. Lauren Berger blogs about internships at internqueen.com. Her book is called All Work, No Pay. Lauren, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
If you want to see the entire list of federal rules about unpaid internships, check out our website, marketplacemoney.org.